sit right down. Keep your hands up and keep your chin down. Shut the door. Time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Tour de Pizza every Wednesday from 2 to 4 p.m. As always, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and the Staff Zone. Welcome to the Wednesday edition, Randy Harris.
What's going on?
Welcome back, Sean Harris.
Well, thank you. Welcome back. I was here last week.
I know. I'm 2 weeks in a row. I've been demoted to this Coco host.
It's a beautiful thing. A couple things to get off my chest. A couple pet peeves we're going to talk about. Let me real quickly let you know and let the audience that doesn't follow the Randy regime on the Twitter machine, who's on today's program. Little excited about this. I've known the our first guest for a long, long time. Never had him on the show. He is a legend. It's BJ Penn.
Oh, nice.
Wow. That's impressive.
Not bad. Fights this weekend against Clay Guida.
We'll stick around and listen to this one.
Yeah. Well, we'll turn your mic off. My boy Little Jimmy's going to be on from Tenors of Rock.
He is not little.
Sent him out to cover the Canelo fight.
Fellow Mohawk brother.
Yeah, only he sports it well.
And he wears a kilt.
I don't know if I can pull off a kilt. I don't know. He's a better man than me.
Also, towards the end of the program, he takes on the Spider. I almost said Dust Spider, but there is a Dust Spider. That's not who Jared. I'm going to let you butcher the name since you're good at butchering names. What's Jared's last name? Oh,
Kennelier.
Okay, good. Takes on the Spider, Anderson Silva. And then Ray Sefo. You know what tomorrow is, right?
Tomorrow is Thursday.
It is, but it's also the season premiere, the 2019 season premiere of the PFL. The Professional Fighters League kicks off tomorrow. Nice.
I just got some big backing from what I saw.
On ESPN as well. It's going to be on Plus and 2. Good move. Looking forward to it all. Yeah, it's all good stuff. All right. One of my my first... I got a phone call.
Okay. Like right now?
No. You know,
something kicked you off the track?
Well, no, I'm getting kicked off the track, but that's another story. I called to purchase a car.
Okay.
And it's a voicemail, and it says, if you'd like to complete this call, press 1.
Hmm. Did you complete the call? Did you press 1, Randy?
I had to.
Okay.
Why would you put that on there? Why? It doesn't make sense. Because why would I be making the phone call if I don't want to complete the phone call?
Well, maybe they're screening you. Maybe they're...
They're really trying to see if anybody's serious.
Yeah, they want to see if you're a robot or not.
Yeah, it could be a robocall.
Yeah, you could be a robot. We don't know yet.
Sometimes I wish I was. Sometimes I wish
so
I was.
So do we.
I was on the Four Letter Network yesterday. You know what I saw? I've seen some things on the Four Letter Network. Well, I've seen things on all networks.
I know what it is.
And sometimes you just go back and you're like, is Spelling Bee, is that a sport? Should that be on ESPN? Is what's the game where you throw the bag in the hole?
Cornhole.
You know that colleges have cornhole teams now.
I mean, I have a rule. Like, if you get better at that sport after you drink beer, then it's not deserving to be on ESPN.
Well, golf's on ESPN.
Bowling.
John Daly, your boy.
Darts. Poker.
Now, this one, what I'm about to... The sport,
can I guess?
Yeah, in a second.
Oh, I know what it is.
If you're drinking and doing this, which is on
then I'm right.
ESPN,
yeah.
There are some problems.
The slam ball?
No. Axe throwing.
Axe throwing. It was the World Axe Throwing Championship.
They had like little targets above the
two
they
corners.
Had the hit. Yeah,
and
they have bars now that actually have axe throwing like it's a social event. So you get wasted and then you throw axes.
Did you see the video a couple weeks ago of the girl doing it?
Yeah, and it bounced over her head.
It bounced back and went right after
her. Really? Right over her head. She almost cut her head off.
Now that's a sport.
Now we should do one. We should open up a bar in Australia and call it boomerangs and people throw boomerangs.
Well, who was that? Was that Covington? With the boomerang?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Maybe he'll jump in.
See if he decapitates himself when it comes back. Uh-oh.
What? Just talk among yourselves for a minute.
What happened?
We're got to handle something.
We're not good at that.
I know.
Trust me.
You mean ad lib?
That's not why you bring us here. It's to talk amongst ourselves.
I guess we could break out in song form.
Whatever you need to do.
So, I don't know.
So how are you doing, Matt?
Talk about the horsey race.
I'm good.
I didn't get to see the horse race.
What?
I didn't watch the horse race.
I didn't watch the horse
race. Who watches the horse race?
Well, I just watched the pizza reviews from that weekend.
Oh, you see, you got to bring that up, don't you? That guy.
So I read something.
Okay, what'd you read?
And I was going to ask you. So
okay.
So it's perfect that we have this time to talk amongst ourselves.
It's so glad we have this time together.
Okay. So I guess your favorite person, last time they were in Louisville, went to an establishment to try the pizza.
And they kicked them out.
They kicked them out.
And then he gave them a bad review.
Well.
Then they went out of business.
No, they're still there.
Okay.
They're still in business.
Got it.
So what happened was he went inside. They didn't even ask him if he wanted the slice warmed up.
Okay.
They just handed him a slice.
Okay.
So he walked outside and did the review. And as he started to do it, a manager came out and says, "Do you have permission to film on my property?" And they said no.
Right.
He had already taken a bite.
Okay.
And he said it was cold, ice cold, the whole nine yards, his first ever 0.0.
Okay.
Okay. And just left.
Okay.
So all the followers went online, bad reviews on Yelp. It went from a 4.7 to a 1.3
okay.
overnight.
That's right.
He had already given a great review at their other location in a different city.
Right.
But come to find out, the owner said, "Hey, he's in town. Make sure you're on your P's and Q's. If he comes in, give him the treatment and let him do what he wants." And now this came out. So the owner apologized and was like, "Next time you come in, we'll take care of you." Now, is that fair? Is that fair to have a second review now that the owner knows?
No, it's stupid. I mean, you know, it defeats the whole purpose. You know, it's the whole, you know, look, he's just a food critic. He's not an expert. He doesn't know anything about it. You know, so it's just, he's just affecting people's livelihoods, and I got a problem with that.
So I have another question, because the last one he did over there, he said it was a Greek-style pizza.
Okay.
It was a Greek pizza.
Okay. But so I had cinnamon in the sauce, probably.
Because it was just cheese.
The Greeks put cinnamon in
there. So is that what it is?
Marinara. Yeah, okay. It's like their traditional
one. Okay. I was curious because I didn't know what it was. I'm not a pizza expert, so I didn't know what a Greek pizza was.
You ready for my intake?
Absolutely.
Because we talked about this.
Yeah.
Matt is 1,000% wrong, as always. Okay? You shouldn't call and say, "Hey, I'm going to come." It's kind of like knowing when the pee test is. We're going to do a steroid test next Thursday at 4. Make sure you're ready. And then, of course, they're out of the country and busy. You shouldn't let them know.
Did Walt Harris know when the test was?
And here's even to another thing. I don't think you should make the pizza when the pizza test or whatever is taken.
Why not?
Are you here on a regular basis?
No, it's not. But
we know you can make a pizza.
Of course. But this guy's coming in. He's there one day, one shot. You know, it's not a true reflection of the company brand. Like the
actually,
consistent.
I think it is.
I think it is.
What?
Because you just don't know. It's like when the health inspector comes in.
Right.
It's a true reflection of the restaurant.
Of course.
When they walk in. So was it any different than?
I that's
but,
what
but
I
you're,
think.
But you're relying on an employee who has no skin in the game, who happened to make one pizza. Maybe something happened. Maybe there was a mistake. Maybe the oven wasn't cooking properly. Maybe the cheese vendor sent the wrong flavor cheese, and they said, "Hey, look, we'll replace it tomorrow. Sorry for our error, but you got to use this to keep the doors open today." You don't know what's going on behind the scene, and most of the employees don't give a rat's butt about the employees, the establishment, the owner. So,
but the customers
should
care either.
In theory, yes, employees should care deeply and put out great quality food that reflects the style of the pizza that the owner put forth, right? The recipe and the texture and the quality. But we all know that the workforce is what it is. So if you're going to make a review where you're trying to become this pizza expert, where that's what you do, and your voice has weight, and people change their perception based on what you say about it, you should give the owner the opportunity to make that pizza that they review.
I disagree.
You should absolutely like that. I would not let my reputation be in the hands of some.
But you do.
I do
every day.
Because you have to.
Well, but I'm just saying.
But it's not for a review. If a customer gets something they don't like, then I replace it and I make it up to them. Right? So there's always 100% guarantee. And every pizza guy does the same thing.
It's not just pizza. It's anything.
But right. if you if there's a mistake, then you fix it and you make it right because it wasn't up to standard.
Right.
This guy's not giving the people a chance to go back. He's not giving the people a chance for a do-over. You're not giving the owner the chance to put his livelihood to be reflected on the review. That's my problem with it.
Do you watch any of the Gordon Ramsay stuff?
No.
Where he comes in disguise?
No.
He doesn't tell him that he's there.
What's the concept of the show?
To fix the dump.
Okay, but this guy's not going back to fix it. He's not going back to help them.
I get mad on that one.
He's not coming back.
That one's fair. Right. He's not.
But I'm saying
Ramsay's there to help.
Right.
Eventually. But when you look at the premise of why Ramsay does it, stop moving that. When you get the premise of why he's doing it, why he's in disguise so that he gets a true, you know,
but then,
reflection.
But he's trying to help the time him. That he just walks in like himself, like, and it's still
this,
terrible.
This right, guy just gives a bad review because he doesn't like Parmesan on top. This guy knows nothing about our industry. This guy gives a review because he doesn't like thick Chicago pizza. This guy gives a review because it took 45 minutes to bake a pizza. He's doing it based on situational things that are his own personal preference. He's not an expert.
I don't know if he has a bias towards
sure he does.
Chicago pizza.
Oh, of course he does. He tells you his favorite pizza is New York style, like a classic. He doesn't like margarita, doesn't like Neapolitan. He's just biased to his own style. But it doesn't matter. I'm going to knock him out. I'm going to knock him out. You know, you think I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. I'm in training camp right now. I started my prep. I have one focus. I have one enemy. And so let's get it on, bro.
Can't say that.
Let's get it on.
Can't say that.
Can't say that.
Let's go on.
Bro.
Let's keep going. Bro, let's do the thing.
Yeah, that's, you know.
Did everybody coin something? Like, everybody, yeah, like, let's get it on. Yeah.
Hook them up.
Hook them up. Yeah. Shake your tail feather.
It's time.
It's time. That's your boy.
Two people. Oh, no. Here we go.
Here we go. Here we,
that's,
here we go is Goldberg.
Goldberg.
And it's then time is Buffer.
Bud Light ticket.
Let's Get Ready to Rumble is obviously Buffer. What was the one you said that you can't say? Let's get it on.
Yeah.
You know, which is
Mills Lane.
Mills Lane and John. Big John McCarthy.
Who was first?
I don't know.
I'm going to say Mills Lane.
I'm going to need Judge Mills Lane. I'm going to need one because I'm getting ready to be an MC for a jiu-jitsu tournament.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So I'm going to need a coin friend. What should I use?
Let's Eat Pizza.
Like checkmate. Huh? Like
pepperoni, cheese or pepperoni.
Throw your pep in. Pepperoni time. It's pepperoni time.
Meh.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
This is a grappling thing, right?
Yeah, it's grappling.
So it could be. Oh no, I can't say it. Unfortunately, it's FCC. I can't say what you should say. And you want to take Bruce Buffer's two words,
okay,
and then a topping from your pizza. So you want to do those two things.
I wasn't paying attention.
The Bruce Buffer two lines and one of the toppings from a pizza.
So like it's pepperoni and cheese time?
That's fine.
Is that, that's yeah, good? Okay. Or the it's pepperoni against cheese? It's pizza time.
It's pizza time.
It's pizza time.
I did forget to write down another guest that we have. So luckily,
not Matt McClellan.
Well, no, he's not a guest.
Well, I'm always a guest. I'm a special guest.
He's not a co.
I'm a special guest.
Or,
so I'm looking up Chicago.
Do you want to know who else is coming on? We're rolling.
Yes.
Oh, Burt Watson.
Burt Watson will be on as well. He is now.
Oh, there's another one. We're rolling.
We're rolling.
Yeah.
He's going to be promoting.
I was thinking about like, choke your chicken. Oh, wait, no. Choke the chicken. That's it. Yeah. Choke the chicken. That way, the winner by submission.
Perfect. But what if it? What if it's like a knee bar? You know, because those are so popular right now.
Knee bars?
Knee bars.
Hmm. How old do you have to be to go?
13.
All right, are we going to give him credit for having the winning horse of the Kentucky Derby, even
yes,
though the horse didn't win? He backed into it.
I always win by technicality. That's my method of operation. I win by technicality.
I mean, what do the record books say? The record books say that he backed in, or does it say that it was a country house?
Who's not racing?
Because he's sick. It was either race him and he dies, or...
No.
What are you going to say? If he dies, he dies, and let him run?
What movie was that? It does. It does.
It's Rocky.
Yeah, it's Rocky.
Yeah, it's the Russian, Ivan Drago. If he dies, he dies.
What was that? Did you have something in your mouth for Ivan Drago?
No. It's Ivan Drago. If he dies, he dies.
Nice.
No? Well,
I've never seen Rocky.
All right. Which horse sperm will be more valuable? The winner of the Kentucky Derby? Or the horse that crossed the finish line first?
The horse that crossed the finish line first.
Right.
Still not bad, though. There was second place for a 60-1.
Like 168, I think, for a winning ticket.
Did you see the line of people waiting to cash their tickets, and they saw that he had been DQ'd, and they all go, oh.
Did you see all the people digging in the trash looking for the tickets they ripped up?
I don't really. Well, I don't know.
Trying to find the winning ticket.
As funny as that may be, and I'm sure there were some, I will... bet you, I'm willing to bet a slice of your pizza that there were more tickets on the DQ'd horse than the 65-1 horse.
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
Right. So there wasn't too many people.
They lost $9 million.
But a lot of people take long shots just because if it happened, you know, they make money.
Why not?
Well, of course. I would never bet a favorite.
It's like 100-1 odd that I'll still have a job next week on this show.
Speaking of the race, or the race is last weekend.
I'd give it even higher odds.
Did you see who did the riders up?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it was the Kentucky Derby. He was there.
Well, there was one that did it on Friday.
Right, that's the
one. And there's one that did it on Saturday for the big race.
Yeah, I saw
the one who did it on Friday, phenomenal.
Oh, well, he is
so much better, and it should have been him on Saturday.
Friday, friend of the programs, friend of the Randy Regimes.
Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide, Titus O'Neil, did riders up on Friday.
It was great.
It was phenomenal.
He had a little speech. He did the whole little, you know, WWE thing. It was awesome. Saturday, Baker Mayfield just said, "Riders up."
Riders up.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Riders up.
Build up for the whole weekend.
Really?
Yeah. Nothing.
And how do you not love the explosion that Titus O'Neil has been going through, enjoying over the last couple of years?
I saw a big one on Twitter yesterday. Someone thanked him for... given his shirt to a kid as he was walking out for WWE Live a couple days ago, and got a retweet and said, "That's why he's my favorite wrestler." It was Dr. Ken Jeong. Said, "Titus is his favorite wrestler." Love it.
Very cool. So UFC again this weekend.
And every weekend.
Yeah.
For eternity.
From here on out, it's...
For eternity.
We already have the list of who will be on next week from Rochester,
huh?
Which we can't divulge just yet because the athletes don't have the list. And what was the event last week? Because I fell asleep during the Alvarez fight.
Last week
was Ottawa.
Ottawa.
The Canadian Tire Center.
The Canadian capital.
Is it?
More importantly, it Cowboy Cerrone.
Yes.
Cowboy.
I don't know, and I've been to many MMA events.
And he can only remember 6 fights.
That's true.
Roughly. Maybe 7.
Okay.
Maybe at some time we'll try to list them.
So here's the question. Has he seen more movies or remember more fights that he's been to?
I've seen more movies.
Okay.
I don't know.
He really contributed in trivia last night during the movie section.
I did.
Yeah. The one that we didn't get, he goes, "Oh, I was thinking about that."
Oh, nice.
Well, I didn't say it.
I got the singer in Boca Raton.
I heard your mom cheated. You
no, it was me.
We're back in Rodin, Kentucky.
No, it had been written the whole time.
No, she just misspelled it.
Yeah.
Or misspelled something. We don't know what word it was. Yeah.
But Cowboy, I mean, this guy has all the records, right? Most wins.
The most press conferences without a shirt on.
That's
the most press conferences with a Budweiser.
The most beer drink during a live interview.
Undefeated since becoming daddy boy.
Yeah.
Daddy Cowboy.
So his next fight is a money fight now? I mean, because McGregor's not the best fight.
Well, they're
all
money fights because he gets performance of the night.
But it's not the best fight for him, right? I mean,
what's the best fight?
No, McGregor is the best fight for him because he gets the money.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But is McGregor going to take this fight? I mean, that's not the best fight for McGregor.
McGregor already said about his performance the last time.
Well, it's the only person that McGregor could beat in that division right now. I mean, at that top level. I mean, the top 5 spots, the only guy he's going to beat is Donald.
And
not going to beat Khabib. He's not going to beat Ferguson.
Well, no, he's definitely not beating Khabib. That's proven. I don't think he beats Ferguson. I'm not sure he beats Cerrone. I mean, we don't know.
Does he beat Raging Al?
I mean, Raging Al is exactly what he, I mean, he's a middle-of-the-road guy. He's a good fighter.
What are we talking here? Practice?
He's not top 5. Yeah,
we're talking practice. I don't know. You know, we don't know what Connor is here anymore.
Right.
You know, is it the hungry Connor? Is it the Connor that needs to win, you know, to get out of the streets? I mean, you know, he lives the luxury lifestyle now. You know, he breaks phones and takes moans.
Whoa. You know more than... Those are allegations, by the way. They're not real.
I don't know what you're talking about. I was just trying to say a word that rhymed. It definitely is what it is. So,
but I don't know. Is Donald a big enough fight for him? I don't think it is. I don't think it's a big enough.
I do. I think it is. I think it's, you know, his name will bring excitement. I think
he goes back to boxing. I think he fights Paulie. You know, and they've been talking trash, and he spat on the McGregor mural, kind of like the mural at Tour de Pizza.
I don't know if he can.
The new mural.
The new mural. You can still smell the paint.
You can.
Yeah, you can.
You're going to take a whiff.
And what's that? The wrestler? Brian.
Daniel Bryan.
The new Daniel Bryan. All right. Thank God this quarter is over. Because when we come back, it's a word I hate to use unless it's warranted, and it is. The legend. BJ Penn scheduled to be on when we return. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, the 88th Avenue and 4th Street. Thanks to 8 Man Strong and Snap Zone. This is Knockout Radio.
Well, I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sand.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment.
With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details. 8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Join NBC, Telemundo, and Michelson Found Animals in our Fund the Shelters Challenge. Animal shelters here in our community need your support. You can lend a helping paw by donating today. Log on to fundtheshelters.com and help shelters compete to win prize money.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Hi, this is Baseball Hall of Famer Wade Boggs. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, so I think we should do the same for an event that's coming up this weekend as we did for the Kentucky Derby.
Okay.
All right. And that would be the World Monster Jam Finals.
Ooh.
Yeah, it starts Friday in Orlando.
I'm going to go with Bigfoot, Monster Foot. Gravedigger, whatever his name is.
They're all. I'm going Max D.
Baby Digger. Son of a Digger.
Gold Digger. I know a couple of them.
But yeah, that's this weekend up in Orlando. Or do we just take the order?
Woo. Whatever the script says.
Yeah, well,
that's why I'm going
say?
With the Digger.
Well, I mean, things do happen. You know, you break an axle or something, the wheel goes in the first row. I guess you're out.
How do you, never mind, I'm not going there. Because they always do cool stuff for us. So what's going on before we get a hold of BJ down in Rio? What's going on with the JPP ordeal?
Yeah. I heard online that there's more to the story than just a single car accident that he walked away from. And
well, there's always more to a story.
And right. I guess there's a question of the time, the speed, water, hydroplaning, his Ferrari question. How does he fit in a Ferrari? It's probably the most important question.
Well, they custom make them. I mean, Shaq had it. They stretch it.
I didn't see it when I was in his garage.
You didn't see Shaq?
I didn't see Shaq or his Ferrari.
Well, what were all, do you know every car that was over to the left?
There was like four. Yeah.
There was more than four.
Well, there's four in the garage, and there were some, his Arizona iced tea bus that he had. You'd see that from the street.
It was definitely cool digs. We were there for, ironically, a UFC press conference.
I got a message. Someone's taking Megalodon in the...
Megalodon.
Can we get a list of who are
there's the 70 of them from what I heard on the...
Really?
70 monster trucks?
Yeah.
Now, is it every driver of every grave digger, or is there only going to be one digger there? You know what I mean? Because there's more than one grave digger.
It's got to be the original. Yeah, it's always the original.
Actually, I think it's just one.
Is it?
Yeah, it's just one.
They have 70 different? Wow, that's
a lot.
Because they have so many different shows that they put on.
But what I'm saying is, don't they have...
No, because it's the name that competes for the final. It's Gravedigger. It's not such and such driving Gravedigger.
So it's definitely Anderson that's going to be driving the Gravedigger?
Yeah. For world finals,
I would definitely want to drive Son of a Digger, though. That's like the best name.
If I had that truck, I would make it an Uber vehicle. I just show up. Like, ready to go to the airport? Hop in.
I'm not Henry Cejudo.
Are you going to go to every UFC hotel?
What's that?
Are you going to go to every UFC hotel and look for fares?
That's what I do. I just cruise UFC parking lots, and I'm like, hey, you guys need a ride to the airport?
And while he's asking, he has Windex in one hand and the towel. He's wiping the windshield. You guys need a ride?
I was thinking about going to Brazil, and maybe I can shuttle BJ Penn around the country since I know it so well. Take him to the statue, let him see, let him meet Jesus.
I met Jesus.
You did?
Yeah.
I saw you sat in the car with him, too. Oh, we're talking about Rio, not Matt. He's like, it's on my arm.
Yes.
I'm him.
Well, he was supposed to add me to that tattoo.
The little dot?
Yeah, it was supposed to be, you know, my little stick figure of being at Jesus in Rio.
Well, you can be the stick figure on the subway now.
I'm on the wall. Tour de Pizza mural.
Tell me about this mural, you know, as we're waiting for BJ.
So this is a throwback, you know, to my original pizzeria 15 years ago. I had an artist draw like blank subway cars so people could tag the side of the subway and become part of the place.
Quick question. What train is that?
That is the train of fear.
It's the D train.
It's not it's not like the C train G train.
Can I name the train?
You can name the train. What do you want to name
Seriously. If we could get our crack researchist, which would probably be a Grossman, I need to know the name of the train that the Warriors took.
There you go.
Back to Coney Island.
Done.
That's what the name of that train
is. Or we can name it Thomas the Train. which is always a classic.
I would rather.
If it's a throwback, then it's a throwback. Thomas.
Well, but you can put Thomas down the side, but the front has to be, you know, and that's what, you know, this talented artist should have put the Coney Island, you know, placard up.
Listen, I told him to put the Skyway at the end, and he put the wrong bridge up. And I'm like, great,
what
perfect.
Bridge is it? The Gandhi?
He painted it orange. I'm probably the Golden Gate, maybe? I don't know. But the point is that it's supposed to be fun, and it's a throwback, and it gives people a part of, to leave a legacy and be a part of something. So as you can see, the Murray's Corner.
No, it's Murray's Corner. It's Murburgers that's up on the bridge.
Murray's got your back always in the Tour de Pizza
slash my back.
Knockout Radio Corner booth. I can't say the word octagon, so we'll call it the...
No, you can say it's an octagon.
Trigon. We'll call it the trigon. Three-sided
it's cage. It's a fenced area.
You can call it an octagon. They don't have the trademark on a shape.
I believe they do.
Oh, what to call it?
No, because I heard from a high-ranking official at one point, it's a shape. You can't put a trademark on a shape.
So I got
to put a trademark on what you do in the shape. And well, using it in that.
What you do in your bedroom is none of our.
So, that's him.
So my fighting arena will be a circle, and it will be the offensive.
Well, because you are offensive.
I'm always offensive.
Did you watch any of the fights last week?
I did not.
So we can't talk about it.
Well, we can. I mean, it's
Cowboy
won.
Well, you can't talk about something that you
I heard Walt Harris won.
I walked out of the room.
Did he? I heard he put a beat down. Didn't he?
So the Warriors made the trip from the Bronx to Coney Island? Is that what the
was it?
Story is?
No.
They started in the Bronx?
They took the train from Coney Island, and then they went to Central Park. That's where the murder took place. And then they had to take the train back from Central Park back to Coney Island. I'm pretty sure that's where the murder took place in Central Park.
Okay.
With your boy. Why'd you do it? Why'd you kill Cyrus?
So there's a few different trains that you can take.
Okay.
Looks like it can be the D, M, Q, or B. It goes to Coney Island.
The D, M,
Q, B.
Any other trains?
The Q train.
Add the T to it.
The Q train is the only train that still travels to Coney Island.
Is that what we took?
The R train? What train?
The Q is the only one that goes to Coney Island?
Q.
That's what it says?
Well, then it's got to be the Q.
The LBQT.
Yeah, that's what I
am. But that's now. Throwback, there was a handful of ones that went to Coney
Island. Well, and I'm also pretty sure they actually didn't take a train from Central Park to Coney Island.
Is that when they walked?
At the baseball bats. You've never seen the movie, have you?
I've never seen it.
No, I've seen it. I mean,
he's talking to me.
They don't really. I don't think they play the movie anymore. It's just like a 7-minute, YouTube clip of, when they get on the track and then they clink the Coke bottles together.
Yeah, that's all I've heard. And what else is that in? Is it a Biggie song or a Puffy song?
Well, yeah, it's a Puff Daddy. Like the opening, bad boy, come out and play. But I don't get it. I mean, if you've seen the movie, none of them look like gangsters or strong or tough.
Everyone has their own opinion of what a gangster looks like.
What does a gangster look like to you?
Well, when I went to Disney and they had the ride, the gangster was a guy in a suit and a Tommy gun. Now, if you look at hip-hop music, it's probably shorts or pants are a little bit too low and a bunch of tattoos and maybe
the NBA.
Maybe some face piercings.
the NBA.
Oh, Chris Anderson.
My boy, the right Birdman.
Exactly.
Dude, that's my boy.
I know that's your guy. That's kind of why I brought him up.
I like that guy. He's my boy.
So what else you got? I got a question on the A and the D of Knockout Radio.
Yes.
Why is the white there?
Well.
what are you trying to do?
You know.
Right?
It could be.
The white dots on the A and the D.
Perhaps
look behind you.
Perhaps it's a little foreplay for wings, for chicken wings.
Chicken, are you doing chicken wings now?
Perhaps this is foreplay.
Okay.
And maybe all
chicken wings. Okay, I like
Enough. How much are you guys looking forward to the fights this weekend?
The Rose fight in Brazil?
Well, Rose, I mean,
who doesn't like a fight?
Yeah, everybody likes fights.
BJ Clay? I mean, come on, there's got to be some.
Yeah,
that's great. I mean,
both guys come to fight.
And Clay's always going to leave it in the octagon. He's never, that guy will lose everything, all of his blood and teeth.
And BJ will lick it right up.
It happened one time.
You do it once.
And you're known for that forever.
It's an iconic clip, 10 seconds, 15 seconds.
It definitely is.
Does that not make you scared of a guy when you see him do that? Like, oh, wow.
For sure.
No, absolutely.
He just did that.
Yeah. No, you definitely, anything is possible.
There's a couple things that I kind of want to bring up, but I'm going to wait because it's something that I'm going to direct to BJ. Some things that we've done together, which most people are not aware of, and it's definitely cool.
Did he give me a discount on a tennis racket? Because I want to beat your brother on Friday.
He couldn't beat McEnroe.
What do you mean? I beat him to the car.
I don't think you did.
No, I don't think you did.
I don't think he did.
He was real quick.
He was quick. That guy still moves pretty good for an old guy.
Yeah, he wanted no part, and we're talking about John McEnroe. He wanted very, very little part of you. He wanted very little part of the media, of the fans.
Even more of you. Like, it's like,
but, you know, I found it funny when he drilled a couple of the tennis balls at, you know, some of the people that paid money.
Like the 12-year-old that he's trying to embarrass?
Well, but on the same line, you know, and we talked about this when Randy Couture came to our gym, and David Vieira got so upset because his understudy, or whatever, the guy that's right under him that ran the gym, you know, tried to submit Randy, and David got mad. You know, David is like, you know, when somebody comes to the gym to honor us, you know, to give time from his schedule and that kind of stuff, you don't do that. So here's these, not only kids, the adults, that were trying to score on McEnroe and whoever the other guy was. I don't even remember.
James Blake.
Okay.
Whose house burned down?
So I don't really necessarily have a problem with them, you know, they're trying to not allow that. I mean, are you supposed to let them score on you?
I don't know. What do you do in exhibition things where it's like a legend and you know they're not there to compete, but at the same time, you know, don't want to get shown up.
So what do you do?
You do what McEnroe did. You let everybody know you're still the king, you know? It's like Arnold said it, like in the Pump and Iron documentary. He's like, you know, he's like the king of the mountain. Like, everybody's hungry climbing to the top. But when the lion's hungry, the food is always around, right? So, like, whenever he wants to go again, he just turns it on. There's nothing anyone can do.
First, I thought you were talking about the wrestling exhibition from either, was it yesterday, 2 days ago, in New York City? Jordan Burroughs, the gold medalist.
Yeah, against Askren.
Yeah, and I guess he just wiped them all over the mat. But one guy's been training, the other guy has not.
No excuse. No
excuse. It was an exhibition.
No, I understand that, but it's kind of like, and I like Macy a lot, but when Macy made weight and somebody from her team started to scream, you know, on 3 weeks' notice, if it's going to be an issue, don't take it. And if you take it, then make it. You know, don't make it like it's a big deal that you know, if you took it last night, maybe. But big ups for Macy, too. You know, I mean, she looked great. She moved up in the supposed rankings and all that kind of stuff. But to say that I'm not training, then don't take it.
Well, it's an exhibition.
I understand
And
that.
He said, I haven't been training strictly wrestling. So that thrown in against a world-class gold medals athlete.
I get it. I get it.
Big ups for him still taking it, still doing it, knowing he's not going to win.
But then don't act, and I don't know if it was him saying this or you and other fans are saying it, big ups to take it. But don't use that as the excuse. Big ups, hey, I did the best I could. I haven't trained, and he's a gold medalist.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that. Then don't take it. Take it because it's competition. I'm not even saying you have to take it because you think you're going to win. I mean, if you take it, I don't want to hear all those excuses.
It was an exhibition for charity. Just be glad he showed up.
Oh, he'll always show up.
Which one?
Askren. Huh? You may not like him, but...
Does anybody like him?
I'm sure there are a few people. But, you know, he's going to play that role.
Yeah.
He's going to play
it. He plays it well.
And he does play it well. Right. He's going to play the villain role, and people are going to pay money to watch him in hopes that he loses.
And the UFC plays it well with him.
Of course.
With some of the things that they've done with him. It's great.
That's why they traded for him.
That's why they traded. Yeah?
Randy gets so mad when you say he traded.
You see the latest fighter to go to Winklejohn? Jackson Winklejohn?
No.
Pico?
Yeah.
So now the jokes are just all out there because of the picograms, and now Pico is training with John Jones, and that's not the only Pico in the gym, and... That was pretty funny.
You know, it is. It's definitely some funny stuff. So we're slowly getting off schedule here.
No, but
that's what we do.
This UFC fight in Brazil is stacked.
It is.
It's surprising that Clay.
Well, it's a pay per view too. It's not a. Not
but
a free
it's surprising
show.
That Clay and BJ would be on the prelims, like not in the main card.
No names, drawn viewership.
Yeah,
smart move.
To bring in fans earlier, to stay longer.
And it's different. You know, some is the plus, some is the two, some is the regular. You know, so they strategically are putting, you know, to get eyes. And, you know, when we talked about the bare knuckle thing with David Feldman, you know, the thing about do you want to put Garcia, maybe your first fight, and, you know, which he didn't. He wanted it later because it was going to be such, you know, the fight that it was. But, you know, you're strategically putting, you know, things in different places.
Well, so. I think that's the reason that Arlovsky was on the ESPN part, not that he was 10-10 in his last 20 fights
I believe he was 2-8-1
in his last
11. Well, that would be 11. So he might have been 2-7-1.
Yeah.
So what was the reason that he was wherever he was?
I think it's because of the name.
Arlovski.
You don't have to pay for it, but you can watch Andrei Arlovski for free. Where if you're going to pay for it or have the plus, it was the
it was the
fights that actually mattered.
And he was a champ at 14 years ago, so.
I think it was even longer.
Was it?
You know, and that's the killer thing. And, you know, I was talking to the UFC, you know, PR staff about it. You know, how long Andrei Arlovski has been in the UFC. And he did leave, and then he came back. But as the former champ and, you know, still being there. Now, I personally don't think that he'll fight again. But he does have the name. People still tune in. And, you know, it is what it is. So, who else is on this card?
You got Anderson Silva. Maybe you heard of him.
Yeah. I'm familiar.
Jose Aldo, fighting as a featherweight. Thiago Alves. It's a stacked car, man. And then you got the, you know, Guida and BJ.
And BJ Penn. And speaking of which, I have known him a long, long time. We're going to reminisce a little bit, but we do. And I hate the word legend because it's overused, but there is a legend on the phone with us right now down in Rio, Mr. BJ Penn. BJ, how are you?
What's up, man? How you doing, sir? Good to hear you.
Not too bad. Definitely great to hear from you. First and foremost, how is your mom? How is the family? I love that lady.
Oh, everybody's good. My mom just got to Rio de Janeiro this morning, so she's here. And we're very excited. It's been my dream to fight in Rio de Janeiro for a long time. And, you know, this is what I started to get to. I first came back here in 1998, and I'm just very excited. I had to make this happen. I had to fight in Rio.
We're going to talk about the fight in 1 second. I want to say something publicly, and I have done it to every single fighter that has come on our show. This is the first time we've had you on. I like to publicly thank people that have helped us and helped when we did all that fundraising for Ryan Bennett a long, long time ago. And you were also one of those fighters who donated, you know, some items. And I want to publicly thank you for everything you did for Ryan Bennett back in the day.
Oh, man, I love that guy. I love Ryan Bennett. Times have changed since Ryan was here. I wonder what Ryan would think now. The thing of mixed martial arts today. A lot of time has passed. And, you know, it's good to think about him right now. And thank you for thanking me, sir.
How has the game changed since 2001, you know, since your first fight, what, a long, long time ago? How has the game, how has your training, how has the process changed?
You know, the sport changed, it's much bigger, much more professional, much more corporate. The fighters got a lot better. Everybody's much larger. There aren't any pure people anymore. I mean, there still are a few, but it turned into martial arts itself now. And, I just trying to think about all the good things. You know, of course, there's good and bad with everything. I'm not complaining. It's just life.
What excites you about fighting Clay Guida? You know, obviously in Rio, which is huge. I covered a fight down there. It's amazing. What does Clay add to the excitement of the fight on Saturday?
You know what, Clay? I never had a bad bone for Clay. I never had only respect for the man, him and his brother. Clay is just another tough fight. You know, you watch his face and you're like, what can I do out there? And then you just kind of realize, well, you just got to fight as hard as you can. Because it's a tough fight like those other tough guys. And that's it. It's Rio de Janeiro. I was planning, I wanted to do the fight. And they talked to Clay, and Clay was there, and I was like, you know, there couldn't be a better opponent. Clay's a class act, and that's a great opponent for real.
BJ, has the emotions, you know, that you have getting ready for a fight and, you know, when you're making that walk to the octagon, is it the same today as it was, you know, fighting your first fight? And how much more will that emotion be fighting in Rio?
That's an interesting question. I always try to compare myself, the old me, the new me. When I bring in sparring partners that I sparred 10 years ago, I ask them, I say, how do I feel? 10 years later. You know, I always try to see and try to compare how I've progressed through the years. And, you know, it's going to be interesting, you know. Of course, like every fight, you got your nerves and you're anxious to get in there and different spots. So, you know, I'm interested. It's like the sport keeps reinventing itself, and it's brand new every time for me.
Talk about for a second, you know, the sport of mixed martial arts and the sportsmanship of mixed martial arts, and going back in time, you know, how long we've known each other and the rivalries that you've had. And you had that rivalry with Jens Pulver, and then you became friends and he came out and trained with you. You had that rivalry with Matt Hughes. I was with you at the 25th anniversary when Matt walked in, and the emotions that the two of you had. Just talk about that, and that's why this sport is what it is and why we love it so much.
You know what? When you get into a fight with someone, and I mean, it even happens when we're, you know, you kind of got a problem with someone and this and that. You guys share a moment that's just you guys share. You know, me and Clay will share a moment on Saturday night that just me and him will be able to share on this day. And you know, you end up looking across the ring and you end up looking at him just as you're equal in every way. It doesn't matter if you beat him, lost to him. Doesn't matter what happened. You know, that guy was in the with you, and he allowed you to become as great as you can. It's just, it is a marvelous thing.
BJ, what's the strangest thing you've ever thought about in the middle of a fight? You know, has your mind wandered? And I always ask this. I asked a fighter once who said that he was fighting Dennis Seaver, and when his corner started to talk in German, he started to think of that, what's the movie? Inglourious Basterds.
Inglourious, yeah.
So he kind of drifted for a second. Has anything like that ever happened to you during your illustrious career?
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, it's tough to focus. You're right. I mean, I've been in there thinking, did I beat the dog before I left? You know, I mean, things happen, for sure. Yeah, and then your mind gets scared. Your mind tries to run away from the situation. It's a lot to deal with. So, you know, you got to try to stay focused and stay strong. But, yeah. You're thinking of everything else but the fight in there because the fight's scaring you to death. I don't know. But that does happen. You think about some strange stuff sometimes. But no, right now, I do know that at 40 years old, that's a very important thing that you need to focus on what's going on. You can't be daydreaming out there in the ring.
Absolutely. Final question for you, BJ. What can we expect when we sit down Saturday and watch you and Clay Guida in the octagon?
I'm going to beat Quigley. I'm going to beat Quigley on Saturday. I'm going to win 2 months. And I'm going to call Dana White. And I'm going to tell him I want to knock down. I'm going to beat him. And I'm going to go fight for the title, get the title, and I'm going to retire. That's what's going to happen.
There you had it. Have it, and you heard it here. BJ, thank you very much for your time. Tell your family I said hi, and I can't wait to see you again.
All of respect, man. Thank you. Great to hear your voice. You take care, bye.
Take care. You too. That is the legend, BJ Penn. Shares something with you, Sean.
Same birthday.
Same birthday.
What?
That's right.
Wow.
December 13th.
Wow.
Jamie Foxx.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't know who shares my birthday.
Taylor Swift.
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, you got it.
I got a few, yeah.
June 19th.
Good to hear from BJ.
What other celebrities share the Naked Pizza Man's birthday?
That should be a big thing you do. Now pictures with those people.
That's a great idea.
Let's and they had the honor of meeting you.
How come I'm not on this? Oh, Macklemore. I'm with Macklemore.
There you go. It's perfect.
Beautiful. Who else I got?
Well, you have 8 minutes until the big match is on. So hurry up.
What match is that?
We got Ajax Amsterdam against Tottenham from London.
How much, I don't know if this is proper English, more boring are great soccer teams than bad soccer teams?
No, they're both equally entertaining.
Both equally boring?
What do you mean equally boring? Did you not see the match yesterday?
No.
So
that could be the stupidest question you've ever asked me.
Have you not sat down and watched soccer before?
I have. I've gone to a couple. I've hated them. The one that we went to in Orlando, and there was like 97 goals. We're going to talk about that in a second. I know we're behind schedule. Let's jump to the phone. A very good friend of mine, a very good friend of the program, is doing something exciting. It's just another aspect of the mixed martial arts world. And on the phone, I don't know if I'm illegally allowed to say it. We're rolling. Bert Watson, how are you?
Oh, I'm trying to make it, Randy. How about yourself, man? And I appreciate you having me on, my man.
I can't get in trouble for saying that trademarked words, can I?
No, you can't. You're good. You're good.
Okay.
You're good. What's a few we Rollins among friends?
You know? There you go. Well, speaking of Roland, you're rolling back down to the Fort Lauderdale area. Talk about your event.
Well, I'm actually on June 15th. I got my first event under the banner of Bert Watson Promotions at the Hard Rock Event Center at the Seminole Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. And as you know, over the last 20 or 30 years between boxing and MMA, I've always worked as a coordinator. I've always coordinated events. I've always handled all of the operations, everything, logistics, working with the fighters, working with the camps, working with you guys, the media, the trucks, you know, the satellite setup. All of those things were things that were in my wheelhouse that I touched and I worked with. But never before had I done that and actually done it for my own self, for my own promotion, and actually put my name on it. So I got an opportunity from the Hard Rock. They gave me a date, and, that area out there in South Florida is unbelievably loaded with talent. There's a ton of talent down there, you know. It's unbelievable. You know, you got American Top Team down there. You got Black Zillions, Wagner Roach's Gym, MMA Masters, Fight Sports. You got Lex McMahon. You got a ton of talent down there. And, you know, my reference and my idea here on taking on this challenge is to continue to provide entertainment. I'm not looking to get in it to totally compete with anyone on a promotional level or to compete with signing fighters and those kind of things, but I'm looking to provide MMA entertainment and to give regional and local fighters a platform to showcase their talent. Because until everybody gets to the level or the ultimate level, they have to showcase their talent and they have to have a venue and a platform to do that. And it's all entertainment, and I want to provide that. I'm testing the waters. I'm jumping into another arena, but you know what? I'm not out of my comfort level. I'm not out of my comfort zone. And I'm not in an area that I don't know or I don't feel comfortable with.
Bert, let me ask you this, and I know we only have a couple minutes. Is there more pressure on you because of your name and the credibility of your name to make sure that the first event is not like a first event? It needs to be like a fifth event because the Bert Watson name is attached to this?
Well, what I've experienced is that, number one, that all of the fighters that I've gotten coming from that area, you know, Jose Caceres and Gomez, Verona, and, you know, I got a special BJJ combat jiu-jitsu with Eric Coco and Oliver Murad. All of those guys and everybody I've run into was genuinely excited. You know, my matchmaker, Antonio Santiago, who has a lot of that area covered, everybody is genuinely excited to fight for my promotions and fight under that banner. And,
absolutely,
you know, it's been kind of humbling. But at the same time, you know, I'm being tested. You know, they're testing my sand and testing my metal, you know, with the overall promotion. And, you know, I won't say pressure, but there are expectations that come with me being involved as much as I have been over the past 15 or 20 years. And, you know, because of the name of Bert Watson and what I've performed and what I've done so far. So your answer to that is yes. There's a little added pressure on the Bert Watson name and the Bert Watson logo, but everybody expects me to keep rolling, and I'm going to tell you that's exactly what I'm going to do.
And we would expect nothing else. Where can people get more information? We're going to have a fighter on each and every Wednesday leading up to the event. Where can people get info? Where can they purchase tickets?
Well, right now, tickets are sold at the Hard Rock Event Center and Ticketmaster. They have a website, and most of the information is up on the website. But right now, anyone that wants to buy tickets, most of the fighters that are on the cards have tickets that they're actually selling down in that area. But, you know, if you can't get to a fighter, go to the Hard Rock Event Center and Ticketmaster. You know, come on, support your boy, baby. I'm going to need it because I'm going to be rolling, and we're going to be rolling, baby, all night long.
Awesome. Great stuff. As always, Bert, thank you for your time. We're going to have you on a regular basis. We're looking forward to getting involved. And, you know, you have always had my back, and I've always had yours.
Yes, sir. That's June 15th at the Hard Rock Event Center, Seminole Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida, baby.
There you have it. That's Bert Watson. He rolled in, and he rolled out. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Snap Zone.
Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.